What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Night Shift. I'm your host, as always, Zach Hernandez, and today I got my guy Jason on the show. What's up, Jay? How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome. Happy to be back.
Yeah, man, it's nice to have you back, dude. It's always a good time. Jason was one of the co-hosts of the first podcast I ever did, Grab Don't Slap. That was a long time ago. Feels like a long time ago, dude. Remember that?
I came up with the name anyways because I was yelling at that.
Yeah,
tell people everyone, where that origin came from.
Everybody would ask me what it meant when we were doing that show. They're like, dude, what is Grab Don't Slap? For the listeners who don't know, when we would play basketball, because we would play pickup basketball all the time, when we would play, Jason, it was like one of Jason's catchphrases. He would yell when someone would go for a rebound, and instead of grabbing it, they would slap it away, and it wouldn't end up in their hands or their teammates' hands. Jason would always go, grab, don't slap. So then that stuck for the longest time, and I got a couple of those yells directed towards me whenever I'd go up, or if I would slap a rebound away, Jay would be like, grab, don't slap. So then we were talking about what names we should do. We're like, well, that's pretty unique. That's no one's going to have it. And it's kind of funny, and it has a funny story. So that's the origin of Grab Don't Slap.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. People got to rebound the ball, man.
You're right. I've learned from Jason.
Yes, you have.
His ways. Mm-hmm. But everyone out there, we appreciate you tuning in. You could be listening right now on YouTube. We are on YouTube. I've only had like 3 episodes up there. So this will be, I think, the 4th, maybe the 5th, if I'm counting wrong. But we're on YouTube now at The Night Shift Pod. You can check us out there, or you could just listen on all the podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And you can find us on social media, on Instagram at thenightshift.pod, on TikTok at thenightshiftpod, and on Twitter at thenightshift with 2 T's at the beginning and 2 T's at the end. So you can find us there, all those places. But now we're going to get kicked off into this show. We got a couple of topics for you guys today. And one of the more bigger headlines that has come around the past couple of days is that Russell Wilson got cut by the Denver Broncos. Now, it was very expected. We all knew it was going to happen at some point. But here it is. The inevitable has arisen. I don't know what it is.
You're good with arose.
And here we are. Now, Russell Wilson is about to be a free agent. They haven't officially done it, but they just let him know it will happen. So Russ is a free agent. He's still obviously good enough to be a starting quarterback, and there are a lot of open jobs right now in the NFL. Where do you think Russ is going to end up for this upcoming season?
Where I think he ends up, it's going to be in the AFC, and I think it's a battle between the Steelers and the Patriots.
Interesting.
I think the Patriots would be a good team for him to go to, mm-hmm. because they also have, the 3rd pick in the mm-hmm. draft? And mm-hmm. if they're smart, you pull the trigger for Russ, and you get Drake May, and you have Drake May learn from Russ.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. I didn't think too much about the Patriots, but I think that's a possibility. There are so many openings right now. I mean, the Commanders, the Falcons, the Raiders, the Steelers, the Patriots. Like, there are so many openings right now in the NFL for a quarterback. But my thinking lies that I think Russell Wilson is still good enough to be a good starting quarterback on a team that has contention hopes. Like, I think he can play on a team and lead a team to the playoffs still. I think the Broncos was kind of a weird and messy situation. Wasn't the best for him and his career. So I do think, I'm not judging Russell Wilson off of his Broncos tenure, because that was pretty ugly. Now, one team that I think could really use Russ, and I think this is a team that is close to contention, maybe a quarterback away, not from a Super Bowl contender, but from being taken more seriously.
I think I know exactly where you're going.
Maybe. So I think that we could see Russ go to his, I guess, AFC West rival, but not anymore though, the Raiders. I think we could see Russ go to the Raiders. I think with, you know, obviously the one of the biggest flaws of the Raiders is their defense. Their defense is not very good. Their line's good. Their line's okay with Crosby, but their secondary's not great. So, I mean, if they can go out and grab Russell Wilson, and it sounds like he's going to take a cheap deal. I mean, that's what it sounds like. He probably is willing to take a cheap deal for a contender. So Russ goes out to the Raiders. He's the quarterback for Devontae Adams, and I think maybe you grab a couple pieces in the draft, pick up a defensive piece here or there, and then you have yourself a decently solid team with Antonio Pierce as your head coach now. I mean, I think that's a very, very real possibility.
That's an interesting idea. And I mean, that definitely wasn't the place I was going to suggest or I thought you were going to go. But I think it's interesting that he would stay in the same division. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense because he's familiar with it. I mean, he played a couple seasons in Denver, and he knows the Chargers, he knows the Chiefs, and what he would know the Broncos essentially because he played for them. And getting a legit weapon, like, because the Broncos really didn't have offensive firepower like that, and to immediately have a arguably the best receiver in the league, and you could, the argument that Devontae is the best receiver in the league is still a valid one. You give him that off rip, I think that'd be, I can see that. I can definitely see that happen.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a possibility. Now, you could make the argument that if you wouldn't want to stay in the AFC West because it's a good division now. I mean, obviously the Chiefs are Super Bowl champs, but the Chargers,
bloodbath.
Yeah, well, the Chargers now should be a lot better with Jim Harbaugh, you'd expect. So the AFC West, I mean, that's four difficult games already on your schedule automatically if you're quarterbacking the Raiders. So I can see, and the Broncos don't have a terrible defense, but I do think that could be a possibility if somebody's thinking, well, AFC West, he probably wouldn't want to get out of there. Another team that we talked about, it was thrown around in our group chat or whatever, is the Atlanta Falcons. I mean,
I was expecting that.
That's probably the biggest team. I feel like people are wondering who's going to quarterback it next year because they have weapons with Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson. They have guys there that are just – they weren't being utilized correctly under Arthur Smith, obviously. But with a quarterback, they could be utilized correctly. And I feel like a Russell Wilson type guy is a quarterback who would thrive in that offense with those weapons. You think that's a possible situation for him?
I do, and I mean, it makes it a lot easier because Atlanta plays in the dome, so they don't have to deal with weather. The NFC South is pretty bad, if we're going to be completely honest. I mean, what, Carolina stinks. What, the New Orleans Saints are good, but I feel like they're a very regular season team. Yeah. And what, the Bucks are good. And I mean, Baker, I assume Baker stays in Tampa Bay, and that's going to make them viable for the future. But I think that if he went to Atlanta, I think Atlanta becomes a serious team. And I heard that Calvin Ridley might go back to Atlanta. So if Calvin Ridley goes back to Atlanta with Russell Wilson.
Shoot. I didn't think about that. I heard some reports that Ridley might leave Jacksonville, but I didn't think about him going back to Atlanta. Dang, that would actually be pretty crazy if Russ was with – that would, oh man, the Falcons have weapons, dude. Like, they're super solid. They have a bunch of guys, and they just, obviously they weren't being utilized correctly. But if you have a quarterback like Russ,
they're literally a quarterback away from at least like contending. And it's not like, and the move to the NFC makes life a lot easier because the NFC is definitely not as strong as the AFC. And the quarterback play disparity between the two is nuts. Like, you look like, the top five, you can make the argument that the top five best quarterbacks are all in the AFC.
100%.
You can make that argument.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it right now.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. Mahomes, my top five would be Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar, and probably CJ Stroud. They're all in the AFC.
You could throw Herbert.
You could put Herbert. Herbert's probably my number six, maybe even Rodgers seven.
Aaron Rodgers seven. That's seven quarterbacks. Eight would be Trevor Lawrence.
There you could probably maybe go to a Brock Purdy or a Jalen Hurts. I don't know. Kirk Cousins. I mean, Jared Goff.
Argument, the argument can be made. Like
that can be made.
They're at least five deep better quarterbacks in the AFC.
You're right. 100%. Yeah, so him going to the NFC would make sense. It's obviously a lot easier in the NFC. The road to the Super Bowl is a lot easier. The competition is a lot easier. Real fast, this is a little off topic, but since we were talking about the Falcons, there's one thing I did want to bring up. One guy that I if Russ doesn't end up going to the Falcons, this has been set in my head for like months now, who I want to quarterback the Atlanta Falcons. Do you know who I'm thinking of?
Is it Kirk Cousins?
No, it's not. I want Trey Lance. I want Trey Lance to quarterback the Atlanta Falcons this year. I want him to.
We just got to let it go. Let it go.
No. This I know this is a little off, but I'm gonna go off for a couple seconds here. I think – listen, okay. I was talking to somebody about this literally on Monday, yesterday, and he said the same thing. He said, when are you going to stop? That's what he told me. And I said, I'll stop – when he gets a normal opportunity to quarterback a team, that's when I'll stop. And if he proves to me that he is not good, because I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be good. I just really want to see how good he can be. And I think in an offense like Atlanta's with the guys around him, I think he can thrive there. So if Russ doesn't end up going to the Falcons or Kirk Cousins or whatever doesn't end up going to the Falcons, man, I want Trey Lance to get his chance there because I think that's where he could thrive.
I think it's a good – I mean – that's cool. I did read something on Twitter where there was potential if Kirk Cousins leaves, he might step up and go to the Vikings. Trey Lance.
Ooh, that would be cool
Trey
too.
Lance and I mean, the Vikings would be cool too.
And that would be another good spot.
He'd legit start there.
Yeah, you're right. Like, that's another good Josh spot. Dobbs. Yeah, well, they had Nick Mullins too. Yeah, Nick Mullins is horrendous.
If Trey Lance can't beat out either of those two, then you just got to give it up. Then you just got to give it up.
Yeah, if Trey Lance got – if he went to the Vikings and they decided to go with Nick Mullins or Josh Dobbs over him, then maybe I'd be like, he just must look horrific. That's the only explanation for it. He just look
exactly
absurdly terrible for them to not go –
We know he's not gonna start in Dallas. He's QB3 right now behind Cooper Rush. Mm-hmm. I think if he can get out of Dallas and just find somewhere where he can at least be QB2,
mm-hmm. at least,
and have an opportunity to play a little more and just get some ball time, like get actual snaps, live reps, not with second stringers, not with third stringers, like get actual reps. Then we see what we get. And I hope he's successful too. Like I'm not gonna run and be like, ah crap, I wish, you know, I'm not gonna be like, oh, he's not like Jimmy, like hard Jimmy Garoppolo fans that like hated Trey Lance for no reason. I'm not gonna be like that, but I do wanna see actual game time to make an actual opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's the logical route to go. And I think it was so weird to me and it bothered me so much that there are so many 49er fans who were the Jimmy worshipers who were just hated Trey Lance. And I always said it, man. Trey Lance has been the most like unjustly crucified quarterback for some odd reason of all time. Like he just gets absolutely crapped on. And everybody is against him, and they're so willing to write him off after watching him play three full games. It's like mind-boggling, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, to actually like condemn somebody, it was bad man management by Kyle. And I mean, to make that pick in the first round and the trade for that pick, I get it because you saw the ceiling of Jimmy Garoppolo with Kyle Shanahan, you saw the ceiling. Because we see the ceiling without Shanahan. And it's not pretty high. But yeah, like, you're right. It was just bad man management. And
it was.
I think bad man management and bad play design, because who the hell runs their QB up the middle? That's just dumb. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a tush push or anything, but like that's just dumb. Mm-hmm. So you injured the kid. The kid gets injured multiple times, if we're being honest. Like, what are we doing? Then you don't play him. Like you kill his confidence.
And oh yeah.
The Jimmy G worshipers that are like, dogging the kid. It's like, come on, let's be completely real for a second. I understand you get like a solid C plus from Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm being nice right now. C plus from Jimmy Garoppolo, but like, there's at least potential for like,
thank you,
growth. There's at least potential, but I mean, it is yet to be seen. I would love to see it actually happen. So hopefully he can get out of Dallas, because it's not happening in Dallas, because you know, Dallas is, you know, Jerry Jones is nuts, and he's just going to keep Dak till Dak dies.
Oh yeah. And even if they don't keep Dak,
but like till the wheel falls off.
They have Cooper Rush, and everyone knows Cooper Rush is quarterback too there. So it's I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why they even traded for him. It really doesn't make any sense why they traded for Trey Lance, I guess. But
the whatever. Niners too, giving him to Dallas, like that just, that feels like sacrilegious.
It does. It's a little strange. That was a whole weird ordeal. But I mean, everything you said, I agree with. But I'll go back to Russell Wilson here. One other team with an opening, which I guess could probably really fit for Trey Lance as well, is the Commanders. Yeah, exactly. The Commanders who, I mean, honestly, the Commanders are like pretty close to last. Like if I was in the NFL and I had to rank every team that I would want to play for, I think the Washington Commanders, they're like 30th really? To 32nd. Oh, yeah. Well, first off, I don't want to be rocking those disgusting uniforms, and the aura of the Commanders is gross. And I'll say it might not be as bad as like, I don't know. I'd have to think really fast, but I don't know. There might be a couple other places, because Washington is probably not the worst place. Washington D.C.
Washington D.C. is a really nice city,
but when it comes to
the franchise, the
Commanders, just the franchise. It's just gross, but I don't know. I guess if you're name, trying to get a,
bro, Washington football team was cooler than the Commanders.
Dude, the Commanders.
Like, be honest. So be honest for 2 seconds. Washington football team was probably a cooler name than the Commanders.
Yeah, dude, the Commanders sucks. It's so bad. It's such a trash name. So I guess if I'm Russ, I'm like, I don't want to go there, because just like, honestly, for that reason, I don't want to be a Commander.
I know it sounds really soft, but like, they would have been so much better off being called like the Red Tails or something.
Yeah, there was a couple, the Red Hawks.
Yeah, like
I heard that one too.
Like, yeah, they had options, and I feel like they went with the worst option.
They definitely.
I think the reason why the Commanders would be a good place to go is because, again, I think it, from a Commander point of view, having the 2 pick, you get a quarterback to develop, and you get a win now quarterback. And obviously, you're not paying him what Denver did. You are not doing that again. That is the worst trade of all time. You're never and contract of all time. You're just not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, that trade and that contract might be worse than Deshaun Watson's contract. It might, just how it ended up for the team.
I'm not as quick to jump on the Deshaun Watson contract yet, just because honestly, I don't think he was that bad last season when he played. He's obviously hasn't looked like previous Texans Deshaun Watson since then. But last season, in the first like 4 games, I think he played of the season, he wasn't that terrible. So until I see like a full season of Deshaun,
I'm purely talking contract, not on play alone, not on play involved, but like fully guaranteed the entire contract is a nuts thing to do.
True. No, you're right. Especially, no, you're right.
In football specifically, it's a nuts thing to do. I think that if you went to Washington, the Washington Commanders have like one of the highest caps in the league.
Yeah.
Like they have a lot of money to spend, and they have a new GM who's from the Niners that can play with a lot of money. You have the 2nd pick. You get two quarterbacks, you develop one, you can start another. They learn from Russell Wilson, and they play in the NFC East of all things. So it's not, again, like you have a really, honestly, you have a decent chance of making the playoffs. Like,
yeah.
And if you don't, you make the wild card and hope for the best. Like, come on, Dallas and Philly made it last year. You can't knock one of them out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, It's a good point. It's a good call. I think it's probably on the table. Like I said, there are just so many different options right now. So he'll definitely go somewhere. He's good enough to be a starter. Like I said, I mean, I still think he's going to be a good quarterback. He's not some garbage. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I know I said this in the group chat, mm-hmm. but.
Oh, I know what you're going
to say. A reunion to Seattle is not off the cards.
Well, when I first thought of that, I thought it totally was, because I was like, I think it works. Like, I think he obviously is better than Geno. They could use him. But then I was like, well, he kind of burned bridges with that franchise. But like you brought up, I mean, Pete Carroll's not there anymore. I don't know how their relationship seemed to be, but maybe it's a new staff. It's a new Russ. I don't know. Cheap contract, solid team.
And think about all his old teammates that are either retired or moved on, they're all Niners now too. So it's not like you even have like to deal with past demons or anything like that. It's like you don't have to look over your back before saying anything. You have a new garden, so you can usher your official Russell era of Seattle. So he knows Seattle. Like he won a chip there. So it's not like, you know, it's not like it's unfamiliar.
No, you're right. It probably could be a possibility. I think it's
a long shot. I think it's a long shot, but I would like keep it in the cards just in case.
Yeah, you're right. We'll keep it in the cards. Okay, we're going to shift our focus here to another topic. We're going to go to the NBA because the NBA regular season is nearing its end. And one of the most popular topics right now is who's going to take home the MVP award. There's a couple of guys that could be. Before the season started, me and Jason actually went through the GM survey and we gave all of our opinions on who's going to win what award. So it's kind of cool to revisit it now. So my question to you is, who do you think now will win the MVP this season?
I wish we had the past of what we said.
I do remember who I said, and my opinion, my pick still stands. I should have brought that up.
Was it Jokic? Did you say Jokic? Oh, uh-huh. Is it Shea?
Yeah. Yeah. I had Shea in the beginning of the year. He was kind of like watch out for Shea. I think he can win it. Here he is, dude. I really think. Now, okay, I'm going to say this. I honestly feel like it's going to go to Jokic. Like, my gut is saying it will go to Jokic. If I was a voter, and one day I will be, I would put my vote in for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, averaging 30 points per game, leading the league in steals, shooting super efficiently, 40%. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander rebounding the ball well, averaging like 32, 6, and 6 on, 50-40 shooting. I mean, this guy is good at everything, leading the Thunder to the, between the 1 and 2 seed. They're kind of back and forth there. I mean, what more do you want? This guy is unreal, and he's so good at everything. This is beyond this season. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could finish his career with 2 rings and 2 MVPs. I was talking to somebody about that. I think that's such a real thing that could happen with him. That's how good he is, dude. But I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. That face, maybe you don't think so, but what do you think about him winning MVP this season?
Bold. I mean, the MVP shout is not like the end of the world. Like, I think there's a very real possibility where that happens, especially with voters. And the trend is really a lot of best player, best team usually wins, unless there's an outstanding season like a Russell Westbrook in 2017, which he averaged a triple double.
I remember in 2017, I was on the James Harden train for that mm-hmm. season to win MVP. I wanted Harden to
win. Harden probably, you can make the argument that Harden probably deserved it. I mean, you can also bring up the stat to say that, every time he had a triple double, they win. And every time he doesn't have a triple double, they lose. That just means your team is too one person centric. Like, you just can't build a team.
Yeah.
let's be completely honest. But, I think it's a toss up this year. You can legit make the argument for 4 different people, 5 different people. I think Jokic is probably going to win it depending on how they finish the season standings, but there's a very real possibility that Shai can win it depending on where they place. Like, if they win at, like, they take the first seed into the playoffs and he has a decent showing in the playoffs, I think there's a very real possibility he walks away with it. I say all that to say, I think until you dethrone Jokic, I think it's going to go right back to him. He will have a third MVP, which is going to be really, that's like rarefied air. And although I will say, I don't think Denver is this like invincible team that we are starting to talk of them as such. They're a very good basketball team and they're a fun basketball team to watch, but I feel like they're not like a they're not a 96 Bulls. We're speaking about them like they're a 96 Bulls, a 16-17 Warriors, 0-1-0-2 like Lakers. We're talking about in that sense, and I don't think they're that. I think they're very much like a 94-95 Houston Rockets. Yeah. I feel like that's a great, like, obviously both led by bigs, have a bunch of shooters around them. Like, I think that's where they are. And they're not like rarefied air yet, but I think the NBA Finals goes through Denver first. Like, I think it goes through Denver first, and I think Jokic is the reason why. Yeah. To speak that to that two MVPs and that two Finals wins, yikes! The reason why I say yikes, because guess what team is about to start retooling very soon.
The Dubs?
No, I was not going there.
Retooling? Don't tell me. What? Retooling as in like redoing everything? I don't know. Wait.
They suck right now.
Oh, the Spurs with Wemby. Yeah, that makes sense. I see what you're saying.
I mean,
well, we'd have to see it first.
Obviously we have to see it first, but we have to see the Oklahoma City Thunder win. Like, come on.
But we are. And like, I obviously not won a championship. I know regular season regular wins. Season. I get it. I know, but if the Spurs do build a great team, that could totally stand in the way. But as of right now, what I'm seeing is OKC at the second seed. Well, they probably will. They probably will. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. You're probably right there. But I mean, I don't know. Will they build a team as good as the Thunder have? I don't know. The Thunder have really built a good team.
No, they've built a very good team, and they have the draft capital to ensure like prolonged success.
Yep.
But anything can happen in the sense that like Chet is. I mean, I also don't believe too much in these freakishly tall players.
Yeah,
because of injury history, and I don't wish injury on any of these players, but Chet already broke his foot before coming into the league, and he's a tall, lanky player. Like, there's potential for injury, and the same thing can be said for Wemby, but we've already seen it with Chet, and coupling that with the fact that Oklahoma City is still a very young team, and that's good and bad, because it's good for basing onto the future, but it's bad in the sense that they don't have the experience yet. Like, if you're, and I don't want to bring them up specifically because their fans are really annoying, but like, if you put the Celtics up against the Thunder this year, if that were the finals this year, I would think the Celtics win in five. Like, I don't think that series is close purely based on experience.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's crazy. I mean, I think the Celtics are just miles better than every team right now, and I think it would be kind of a shocker if they didn't win it.
Well, I think they won't win it. I don't think they do win as currently constructed. I think something's still really up with that team. Like, I don't
know.
Who's
going to beat them?
Who's going to beat them? Like, pause. I guess, whatever.
Man, I thought you were going to say it. Sorry, go ahead.
No. You're good. I was thinking, like, I can just see either a random team in the East will knock them out just based on, like, their they just exist in the East, or they end up seeing Denver, Denver does as Denver does.
If I had to pick, I don't know, dude. Like, I just think the Celtics are so much better than everybody else right now. And if they don't, I mean, we saw Tatum choke it that against the Dubs in 2022.
Maybe,
I mean, like,
maybe that's why. I think I don't trust them to put it together fully in the finals. I think they have that, like, they still are young enough to where they have those mental lapses that will catch them in the finals. And then, like, they don't have the mental fortitude to, once they start getting buried or once they see a momentum shift, they don't have the ability to, like, punch back. Like, in 2022, when you saw it in the end of game three, like, Steph had a show and he almost had them, like, we were close. There was a chance, like, the Warriors could have won game three. Then the Celtics, you know, put that game to rest. Then Steph comes out with, you know, that massive game four, and that was essentially like the, it's like a power punch, and then Celtics on the ropes, they're hanging. Game five, another big punch, and then game six, that avalanche in their house too. And I think that, like, losing in your house, losing a finals in your house hurts, and especially for a young team that hasn't gotten to that summit and taking that L like that, that's a tough thing to eat. And hey, if they prove me wrong, they prove me wrong. I'm okay with looking stupid. But, like, until then, hopefully, I mean, something about the Celtics just doesn't speak to me.
Fair. I just don't know what team, at least in the Eastern Conference. I mean, maybe the Bucks with Giannis and Dame, but I just don't have as much faith in them as all. Because honestly, in years prior, I've always had the faith in the Bucks and not as much faith in the Celtics. But I'm kind of swapping now. I just think I have faith in the Celtics considering how much better they are than everybody else.
But the Bucks got to get their heads out their ass, and excuse my language, but, like, they really are just, they just get in their own way. And I mean, they had a great game last night, or what, two nights ago, with I think it was last night, with Giannis not being there, and Dame dropped 41 in a win against the Clippers too. I think, I didn't even think about this, the Clippers are a shout to win the NBA finals this year.
They definitely could.
Like, a more serious shout. I didn't even think about that like that.
They definitely could. No. The Clippers are definitely up there. But I did want to bring up another guy for MVP who is in the conversation, who is, I think, right now second in voting or third, Luka Doncic. I think he's up there in voting. But, you know, sitting at the eighth seed, 34-27. He's like eight games out of first place. Kind of a tough call. Luka's obviously having a great season. The thing is, it's like Luka's going to win an MVP at some point. Like, we all know that it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be. It's honestly, they're just like, we'll give it to him in a couple years. Like, let's give it to somebody else.
Right, I'll say this. He'll never win an MVP if his team keeps placing eighth.
Well, that's true. That's true, too. They are eighth right now.
I do think standings and winning matters in terms of MVP voting. Like, again, like, we go to, unless you have some sort of, like, phenomenal season like Russ did. And I mean, you can also say, like, the NBA narrative was like, we have to give Russ something because Kevin Durant got the Warriors as, like, you know, in the divorce, he went to the Warriors. He got the new girl. New girl's amazing. And Russ is out here just like, ah, crap, I ain't got none. So the NBA is like, all right, we're going to make him a little happy. Throw that to it. Because I think they were eighth. I honestly think they
were. I think they were sixth.
I think they were seventh.
I feel like they were sixth, but let me look that up real fast.
The reason why I think they were seventh, because we were number one that season and Houston was number two that season. Wait, actually,
I'm looking that up right now. They were the sixth seed. They were the sixth seed.
Because they played Houston, though, and they lost 4-1 in that playoff series.
They played. No, brought me to the wrong year. But yes, they were sixth seed in 2016/2017 season, and they played the Rockets in the first round.
And they lost 4-1, right?
4-1, was it? Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't have that here.
I think he only got one game.
Sounds right, though.
Dude, yeah, because it's like, yeah, they gave him that, and that team was, but, like, that team, like, the team wasn't good. And, yeah, he did, again, that triple-double award, yay, whatever. But it's like, really? He got the sixth seed, and they were I think they their record was like 41-41. Like,
come on. Yeah, no, well, like
team that made the playoffs.
I remember I was huge on James Harden getting it as the third seed. I thought he deserved it more, but you knew Russ was going to get it. Triple double. KD left him. You're right. Had to give him something. Yeah. You knew that was going to happen.
So, you know, NBA narratives.
Oh yeah. NBA narratives. Anyways, another NBA narrative that I do want to talk with you about. I saw Candace Parker tweet about this. Or no, she didn't tweet about it. She just gave her opinion and then it turned into a tweet. So that's where it came from. She gave her all-time starting five. And then I texted in the group chat because I wanted to know what you guys said. And now I have mine. Why are you laughing?
I'm just thinking about our. I think I'm thinking about our friends right now that he texted us in a reply, and I'm just like, oh my god.
So, this is an interesting one because obviously in the NBA there are so many different ways you can go with a starting five, and no starting five is right or wrong. But here's mine, and I'll tell you why it's the right one. This is the best way to go, and there's so many. Again, there are different ways you can go. So I won't say that, but okay. Starting with my point guard, Stephen Curry. Now, you could go Magic, but I'm not. I'm going Steph. I think the shooting's too valuable. I think Steph Curry's gravity is like one of the most valuable attributes in the history of basketball.
There's a reason on your team why Steph Curry is your choice. Your team tells you why Steph Curry is the choice.
Yeah. Keep going. Okay, so then number two, greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan. You got to have him in there. Doesn't matter. Okay, number three. Then I go to LeBron. Ugh, crazy. Who would have thought?
That's your reason why.
Exactly. That's my reason why. Because exactly. No, I know how good LeBron is. So LeBron, I mean, it's like, yeah, you want to go Magic for the playmaking, whatever. I could just have LeBron playmake, right? LeBron can run my offense.
LeBron Magic? Already has. LeBron has a triple-double in career stats. He has 40,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 10,000 assists.
Oh, yeah.
You can make the argument that LeBron's been a better playmaker than Magic. And I'm not even the biggest LeBron fan. Like, come on now.
Well, but that's anyways. Interesting. I don't know. The longevity.
Longevity, too. I mean, we don't have to talk about Magic's longevity.
Anyways, number four. This is where I had like three different guys. I was deciding between a couple, but I think I end up going with, I don't know. This is something that I'm still flipping with. Kevin Durant, number four, greatest, arguably offensive scorer we've ever seen ever. He could be one or two, probably nowhere below that. But the way that he can score from an elite level from every spot on the floor, so valuable. My number five is Shaq. Most dominant player, arguably, of all time. So I have Steph, MJ, LeBron, KD, Shaq. Now, I will say real fast before I go to your list or how you feel about my list, I would – a couple guys that were close to making it were Tim Duncan, were Larry Bird, and that's actually it, those two guys, to replace Kevin Durant. Okay, what do you got?
I was going to say the only – I think the list is fine. If I did have to replace anybody, if I had to put like a true power forward in that list, I would put Tim Duncan over Kevin Durant. But like the offensive upside you get with Kevin Durant is just, I don't know, that's hard to beat. To the point about KD being the greatest scorer ever, I would say he's probably the third best scorer ever. And you can make the argument fourth. And I know, yeah, putting him that low is crazy. And the reason why is you can make the argument that, and I know this is a lot of like, I guess, bias, but you can make the argument that Steph is the greatest scorer ever.
Yeah, well, so what are your top four, no order? MJ, Steph, Durant, Kobe.
Yeah,
that's fair. I mean,
the reason why I say Steph is literally Steph can score as many points as Kevin Durant, but he can score as many points in as many different ways, and he's more efficient at doing so.
Fair. That's true.
Like when you're being compared to centers for the most efficient player ever, and again, centers play basketball under the rim and Steph plays basketball 30 feet out. That's why I make that argument that Steph's arguably the greatest scorer ever. But that's besides the point. That's just a tangent. I think I would say it's probably the same list. And the only substitutions I would probably make is at the center position and switch. You can either switch Wilt or Kareem in, but just either pick, you can pick a Laker center and substitute a Laker center in there. It doesn't matter. Or you put Hakeem at the four.
Yeah, so other honestly, that, I was pretty set on Shaq as my five, but if I had to switch, I think Kareem is the best center of all time, like on my greatest player list. But honestly, if I had to put one of those guys in there, like to replace Shaq, I think I'd go Hakeem for the defense. Because yeah. I guess I will this. Say my defense on that team is not fantastic. I mean, you know, MJ, great defender, Hakeem or Shaq, great defender. Yeah. LeBron, all right, had a couple good seasons.
No, no, stop probably. That. Stop that. Stop it. I'm not letting you go.
I'm not saying LeBron's trash.
The only subpar defender on that list is Steph. That's really it.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. I'm not saying LeBron is a subpar defender, but he's not. Like, I mean, I could go with another. I mean, Larry Bird's a better defender than
No, he's not.
I take Larry Bird as a defender.
No, don't do that at all. And I'm not even going to run with the narrative that LeBron can guard all five positions, because I don't even believe that's true, that he can guard all five positions, because you put an actual NBA center on LeBron for the entirety of the game or for like bulk possessions of a game, like even use a center in his time, like Dwight Howard would have destroyed LeBron in the paint. And I don't think that's even close. Like
probably, yeah.
People forget how good Dwight Howard was as an offensive threat, and not just a lob threat. But I say that all to say that LeBron should have won Defensive Player of the Year over Marc Gasol in like the early 2010s. Like, he was that good of a defender. Like, so to and they play like the NBA played him on that. Like, that's not even close to fair. So I would not do Larry Bird over him, also because of pure athleticism too. And I'm not talking like block steals and just the sheer numbers, but like the athleticism, I'm sorry, I can't let that one go.
Yeah, well, I mean, I end up going with LeBron, so I feel the same way, but I do think it's like, I don't think it's crazy if someone were to replace my list with Bird replace LeBron with Larry Bird.
We have a friend that did.
Which one did that? Royce. I didn't.
Yes.
Royce.
And that's fair. And that's, I mean, like, it's fair to replace him because Larry Bird is one of your favorite players ever. I get that. Like, favoritism, sure, whatever. But if you're going to purely base it not only on actual, like, watching basketball, but, like, statistics as well, both the stats and the eye test will tell you that that's incorrect. And again, I say this all to say that I'm not one of those LeBron. I'm not a Bron sexual. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm just joking.
I was like, don't even do me like that. I just can't let overboard discreditation towards him. Like,
no, yeah, I get it.
Like, and besides, like, we even go over the point where, like, bro, I used to really just not like LeBron after 2016. And the way he like called the league about the finals and getting Draymond suspended and just how he acts sometimes, like, that irritates me. But I'm like, I can separate that from the basketball player that he is.
No, I get it. I do. I mean, I can too. I know how good LeBron is. I mean, I trash him, but I know how good he is. It'd be foolish of me to say he's not, but yeah, I mean, a big part of the reason why I don't like LeBron comes from his antics. That's the biggest reason why I don't like LeBron.
I have no problem with, I'm in the same direction with that. Like, I have no problem saying that.
Yeah. I think the GOAT though.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I also run around in my own household saying that Kobe Bryant's the best player ever, just, you know, to be annoying, but like,
he's not on your all-time starting five. Yeah,
I mean, when you have Michael Jordan there, and we have to be we have to be objective at some point.
You could go Steph, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Shaq.
You could, but I feel like you end up getting two of the same player there.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's why. But I get it. Good call, Jay. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Something big news. I'm on. What do we got?
The Cavs complete the largest fourth quarter comeback of the season and end the Celtics win streak. They were down 93-71 and won 105-104. The Cavs are a sleeper team. I don't think they're like playoff. They're not playoff ready in the terms like they can win a finals. Like they're not that battle hardened, but like they're a good team. The Cavs are a really good team.
Yeah, they are. I agree. No, the Cavs are a team that if there was a team in the East that's going to take down the Celtics, yeah, it could be the Cavs. It could definitely be the Cavs. Yeah.
So. It's either the Cavs, if the Bucks get their heads out their butts, or somehow Jimmy Butler has another miracle run and gets to the finals again.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up too. I mean, Jimmy Butler, I guess, in the playoffs just turns it up to a whole nother notch. So could be him as well.
They're
like seven, I think.
Right now.
Oh. I think they're like seven, right?
Yeah, let me check. But also what's interesting is the Western Conference play-in. That's really interesting. If we get a play-in tournament this year, bro, it's the Lakers, the Suns, the Mavericks, and the Warriors. That's the play-in.
Maybe the Kings instead of the Mavs. They'll probably be swapping. So it could be.
Are they?
Well, I don't know who it is right now. It might be the Mavs right now, but I think the Kings and them are like back and forth. I think it's the just Suns like took,
the tongue.
Or the Suns took the it.
Suns. The Suns took the sixth seed, so it'd be the Kings, Mavericks, Lakers, and the Warriors.
I mean, dude, that's actually crazy because I remember it's funny. I remember like 2 years ago, I was like, I think it was before 22. I was like, all five Pacific Division teams can make playoffs. I was, you know, Warriors, Lakers, Clippers, Suns, Kings. And now they're like,
oh, yeah, right. The Suns are in.
Those five teams are all good, but now then you got four of them in the play-in tournament, potentially kind of funny to look at.
Yeah, that'd be, again, the play-in's going to be interesting this year, and it's going to be even more funny that we're going to, if the playoffs started today, we would match up with the Kings.
Screw the play-in tournament. I don't like it. I hope it gets abolished.
It's not going to get abolished. It makes too much money.
Oh, yeah, no. Extra games? Adam Silver likes it. But anyways, this Jason.
Funny.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's sorry. Fun. But
no,
it's funny that they like extra games, but they put they're probably going to get rid of the whole games threshold to get a trophy. And the Heat are seventh.
They are seventh. That doesn't matter. Seventh. All they got to do is get in. Avoid the play-in, get in the playoffs, and then Jimmy Butler is playing like it's on a one seed.
Also, shout this out one more time. If the Knicks make the playoffs, I will try and go to a Knicks playoff game.
Can I go?
I mean, I'm going. If you want to go with a friend of ours and I to New York in May, let us know.
If the Knicks,
I'm dead serious, by the way. I'm dead serious, by the way. Like, if you want to go with us to New York, let me know.
When are you guys going in May?
Well, just we can text it. We can text.
This is
that.
This is a conversation for when I hit end recording. But okay, yes. Everybody out there, Jason, again, I appreciate you coming on. Everybody out there listening, thank you so much. You know, it means a lot. You can listen to us wherever you're listening. You can leave reviews and subscribe on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the like button. Hit the notification buttons. There's like so many different buttons. So hit them all. So you can be up to date with everything on this show. If you want to find us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at thenightshift.pod, on TikTok at Tonight's Your Pod, on Twitter Tonight's Your Pod. Two T's at the beginning, two T's at the end. Jason, again, thank you, dude. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, it was fun. You know where I'd be.
Yeah, dude. We'll have you on again soon. Everyone out there again. Oh, one more shout out. Man, I do a radio show here at my school, so you guys can check that out every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on ksun.studio. So you can listen there. And every morning from 9 to 10, me and my buddy, I co-host the show. We talk sports and we play some classic rock music. So it's always a good time. So you can check that out as well. But again, Jason, again, thank you so much. And everyone out there, thank you for listening. And that'll be it for me. I'm out. Peace.
Decide not to use it.